Hey, I'm Tyler.
And I'm Katie.
You're listening to Notstalgia. It's the most irreverent, random podcast you've ever heard, and that makes it good, right, Kate?
That is what makes it good with certainty.
If you're 12, it does. Kate, take a look on screen. What do you see?
Okay, so I see a man. He looks like Hulk Hogan, if Hulk Hogan had body hair.
Mm-hmm.
I see a boombox. I see a cup with hands. I see a fry box with fries. Mm-hmm. Are the fries his hair?
It's a good question.
But he also has a beard, so that's confusing. Mm-hmm. Why wouldn't his beard be made of fries?
Mm-hmm.
And he looks mysterious. And then I see a little colon polyp. He's like a red guy, and I guess those are his arms.
Do you?
And he has one tooth.
Know any of these characters' names?
Bill.
Who's Bill? Which one do you think is Bill?
All of them. I think Bill is the man.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the cup is named Mr. Shakes.
That's close. That's very close.
And then
but still
the
wrong.
Fries. He looks mysterious. He looks like a villain. I think his name would be Fries with a Z.
Mm-hmm.
And the colon polyp. Honestly, I can't be sure. I don't know what his
Kate,
name is.
If Shakespeare was naming those fries, what do you think he would name them?
Mephisto.
Keep going. I guess Shakespeare is too wide of a subject.
Hamlet, Claudius.
But put a fry, what, put the word fry into the name.
Frylonius.
Frylonius.
Frylet. Fryphilia.
Frylock.
Oh, good God.
Frylock. Master Shake, not Mr. Shake. You were close.
Oh, that's good.
Meatwad for the meatball. He's a meatball. Those arms are temporary. You know, he can kind of transform a little bit.
Oh, he's like a malleable.
Yeah,
he's like,
right, like a meat, okay. Like an uncooked meatball. And then Carl is their neighbor standing
Excellent.
There. Carl. Kate, have you ever seen?
My name.
Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
I feel like I've seen clips of this because your dad tries to make us watch it when we go visit.
Mm-hmm. It's very nice. He'll be like, I recorded an episode on the DVR.
You're like, I would not watch this if it was live.
Kate, this is another one of the original Adult Swim shows. It premiered that infamous night, September 1st, 2001. This one, though, is unique because it doesn't rely on pre-existing Hanna-Barbera characters. These are all original characters.
Okay, so these are new.
However, it is still cheaply animated. It does still rely on a lot of improvisation among the voice actors. So it still fits in. It's of a piece with the other shows.
Okay.
The show is about a team consisting of a meatball, a milkshake, and a carton of French fries. They sort of like solve crimes. They're like crime solvers for hire. However, that premise was abandoned after the first few episodes, and it just devolves into a surreal comedy about these characters and their human neighbor Carl in like super weird scenarios. The creators allege that they always intended to get rid of the team for hire aspect, but Cartoon Network was like not willing to greenlight a show with no premise. So it was kind of like a trick. They were like, okay, they're crime fighters, and like the first couple episodes are about that, but it immediately goes away. Early versions of these characters, Kate, prototypes of them, do originate in an unproduced Space Ghost Coast to Coast episode. Here they are, the original versions, very similar.
Oh, they look much more friendly here.
Well, the episode of Space Ghost, it was written in 1999, but it didn't get made right away. It was rejected. It was called Baffler Meal, and this was unique for that show because these would have been new characters where primarily, as you saw when you watched Space Ghost, they were just reusing the old Space Ghost animation. But Cartoon Network didn't like it. They're like, why are you doing all these new characters? It doesn't make sense. And the premise was the Aqua Teen Hunger Force here. They were mascots for a restaurant and they were combating teen hunger. I don't know.
Okay.
They might not have had Aqua in their name in that episode. They might have just been the Teen Hunger Force, I think.
Okay.
So that's where the name comes from. But this episode did not get made. Then they got to make the show instead later, 2 years later after they pitched this. And then later even, they got to go back and make this episode. So you can see this episode. We're not going to watch it mercifully. I was going to show it to you, but as the other Adult Swim episodes unfolded on our podcast, I've decided to shorten this and show you less than I was planning
thank
to.
God.
But it was eventually produced weirdly after Aqua Teen Hunger Force became a show, but they use the old designs. Really interesting. So anyway, that's where they come from if you're curious. Anyway, Aqua Teen Hunger Force, the show, was created by Dave Willis and Matt Maiellaro. M-A-I-E-L-L-A-R-O. It premiered on September 2nd, 2001, and it is technically still in production. They took some breaks, but it's being made now, as you saw and as you mentioned. My dad tried to make us watch a new episode just the other day.
It was a lot.
They've made, so far, 12 seasons, 144 episodes, a theatrical film called Aqua Teen Hunger Force, colon, movie, film for theaters. The word colon is in the name because it's so irreverent. That was in 2007. They made a TV movie in 2022, Aqua Teen Forever, Plantasm. But the production has been sporadic. They stopped for a year to make the movie. They finished season 11 in 2015 and had not made new episodes until 2023 with their new season 12. Another odd, irreverent aspect of this show, Kate, is that the name of the show has changed many times, which is very odd. It's very interesting. So it was Aqua Teen Hunger Force. Then 8 seasons later, they changed it to Aqua Unit Patrol Squad 1. Then Aqua Something You Know Whatever. Then Aqua TV Show Show. Aqua Teen Hunger Force Forever. I think it's back to just being called Aqua Teen Hunger Force, the normal name in this new season. They made some YouTube shorts called Aqua Donk Side Pieces. What? Just silly. They like being silly. But this is easily, obviously, the most successful of this original lineup that aired that first night of Adult Swim. I mean, the fact that they're still making it and it lasted as long as it did. None of the other shows had this much longevity. So hopefully there's something to it that you can enjoy. But like all these shows, I wanted to like this so bad. I was 9 going on 10 when Adult Swim premiered. Love the idea. And you know, it's like looking back as we've been recording these episodes, I guess it's like that's the time in my life when, you know, you start growing out of your animated shows and thinking maybe you're not supposed to watch them anymore because it's for little kids. So I think for me to be that exact age and there to now be these like quote unquote mature shows was so appealing to me. But once again, the humor was way too weird. I even bought some of this show on DVD when I was a little bit older, like in my mid to late teens. It just has never clicked.
Didn't work.
No, so hopefully it's fun. But even now, I don't want to sit down and watch it with my dad, and I'm kind of shocked that he likes it. It doesn't really, I don't know that it fits his, what I would have guessed is his preferences. But anyway, we're going to watch 2 episodes, Kate. Season 1, episode 4, Mayhem of the Moonanites, and season 5, episode 9, Bible Fruit. And anyone who wanted to know what we were originally going to watch, we were going to watch Space Ghost Coast to Coast, season 8, episode 1, Baffler Meal, then Mayhem of the Moonanites, then season 2, episode 5, Brood Witch, then season 3, episode 4, Gee Whiz, and then Bible Fruit. So
that seems like a lot.
It's less than half.
Someone hook me up with a flame. I'm having a nit fit.
Light him up.
Meatwad.
Here.
Encourage him in his habit.
That's a good smoker.
When did you start smoking?
This morning. I raise my whiskey. I'm gonna get tore up.
We shall acquire some wine on the way to the mall.
And then you can get tore up.
And pass out in the hot sun.
That's my ball.
I don't think Meatwad should be hanging around with these moon people.
I don't think I need to be playing with these medium strings. I need light gauge if I'm gonna thrash.
Where'd you get that?
An ignacht and her. They are the most generous people I have ever known.
All right, Kate, we're on the South Jersey Shore at the laboratory of Dr. Weird. Meatwad gets the honeys, see?
Okay. I'm just confused. Like, what are they supposed to be doing?
It's just random. But here they are doing, like, all sorts of crime fighting, detective work in the intro, eating spaghetti. Kate, it's just random. Just accept that it's random.
I don't like this.
Don't seek logic. That little Moonanite reminds me of you.
Look how mad it is. I like it. I don't understand what that meatball's saying.
Yeah, it's got kind of like a hard to... Yeah, you know, it's like a Donald Duck-esque voice.
What's happening?
The Moonanites are a bad influence on Meatwad. He's stealing, he's smoking cigarettes.
Tyler, what's happening here? Why does he shoot things out of his eyes?
Frylock, yeah, he had some eye lasers there. He could blow up the TV. Don't you like how the Moonanites look like little Atari video game guys?
No.
You like that, right?
I like that mad little voice that one has.
Yeah. So, how much did you love that?
It wasn't great. Music is okay, you know?
That's nice. Thanks for looking for something positive. This is going to be an open-faced compliment sandwich, I think.
Yeah, no, that's it.
Piled high with insults. One piece of bread on the bottom.
Yep.
I am Burt Banana. This is Tammy Tangerine. And this is Mortimer Mango. Fruits one and all.
Well, as you guys already know, I'm Frylock. And this is my roommate.
No,
Jake.
I'm leaving. That's my name, but it was very nice to meet you.
And I'm Meatwad. I'm a ball of meat.
Wow.
That's wonderful.
How do you do it?
I'm a huge meat fan.
Hey, well, wait a second. This is interesting. Your food, we're food, we're all food.
We're going to get along, girl.
Finally, together, breaking bread as God intended.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, I guess.
Why are they all so mad at each other? Why is there so much vomit all over this house?
Do you like all this vomit?
It's very stressful for me.
Look at Frylock's little sweater.
Why is Meatwad wearing a belt?
They're all dressed up.
I don't like it. He's just wearing a belt.
Meatwad's got his belt. Master Shake's got a Hawaiian shirt on. And Frylock's got his little sweater.
Who's that man?
It's David Cross.
Why did that meat eat all those checkers? Why?
You sure you don't want to watch three more?
Sure don't.
That's it for the shows that Adult Swim produced themselves for their premiere evening.
No, thank you.
That had some moments. The premise of the fruits, him inviting these the banana and the tangerine over, and then them being like really into the Bible. Kind of funny. It just devolved into like a sad domestic abuse humor, though, which I didn't love.
Yeah, domestic abuse. I'm going to do a hot take here. It's never really funny.
Not that funny.
Not really funny.
Even if it is a banana and a tangerine.
This was not good at
all. Didn't do it for you. I feel like the one that you reacted the best to was either Harvey Birdman or Home Movies.
Okay. Home Movies was, I think, the best one. And then Harvey Birdman.
Birdman.
And then what were the other two?
What else do we watch? C-Lab 2021.
Uh-huh.
You did not enjoy that,
that's
if I recall.
That's the lowest one.
Worse than this? Because at least
worse
this...
Worse than this.
I don't know.
This had like a little more premise,
yeah,
you know?
It has room for some humor.
Yeah. And was that it?
This
felt a lot longer. Wow.
Oh, the Brack Show.
Oh, the Brack Show.
That was pretty forgettable.
Oh, yeah. That's I think this is third. Then the Brack Show. Then C-Lab 2021. But honestly, I would watch almost anything else rather than those.
What about the granddaddy, Space Ghost Coast to Coast?
I don't remember that one.
All right.
I do not recall.
Kate, you're a good sport. Yeah, you recuse yourself from this. Is that the term? No. You plead the fifth. You are a very good sport. I think I'm still going to try to talk you into watching Cowboy Bebop so we can really complete that evening. But this was all the stuff that Adult Swim made themselves, that Cartoon Network made.
Can I have popcorn?
Could you have popcorn while you watch Cowboy Bebop? I mean, who am I to stop you? I don't control your popcorn intake. When does me saying no to popcorn ever actually have an impact? All right, so the Adult Swim shows, there they are. My assessment is still, I wished I could like these more, but I just can't get into it. Even after all this effort here of watching them all one at a time, I had more fun watching the original C-Lab.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
And the original Harvey Birdman, and the original Space Ghost sometimes. They're dumb, but like... They're so silly. They're fun to make fun of.
Yeah, they're so bad they're good.
Yeah.
These are just bad.
Yeah. Really wanted to
like
it.
This is not good.
They all had the exact same style of humor, too. Like, I feel like you get no... Except for Home Movies, a little bit. You get, like, no variation. So you get no break. Anyway, tune in next week. Maybe we'll get around to Cowboy Bebop here. But other than that, we've done it. Thanks for sticking around here, guys, and listening. Kate, thanks for doing it. I can close the book on that demon in my life that I needed to exercise of seeing if I was really into the old Adult Swim shows. Whew.
No eating in the pool. Pimento cheese? What are you eating? What is that? Sir, what is that? No eating in the pool.
This is a fun pool. I do like splashing.
Yes, playing is for pleasure.
Aqua Teen Hunger Force, next Sunday at 11 on Adult